Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And it's our WWL coverage of OTAs and is brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. About one of the things we saw throughout the entire times we were there to watch the OTAs, Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, both of them really targeting the tight ends downfield, and especially Derek. And we saw it didn't matter if it was Foster Moreau, Juwan Johnson, who I think has made great strides in this offseason. We saw that Lucas Kroll, and then Jesse James, who they picked up a veteran tight end.
He caught a touchdown yesterday.
I think that's going to be a bigger part of this offense in 2023 than it was a year ago or the year before.
Yeah, and you look at it, I don't know, I just like saying that name, Jesse James. I mean, I don't know, maybe because, that, you know, when you're a little kid, how can you not respect, I don't know, you need to be an outlaw in the field, Jesse James. But Mike, it's not his first rodeo. I want to say, what does he play, like the 9 years?
He came
years?
In 2015.
Oh, okay.
And he started 63 games in the NFL.
Yeah, so, you know, he knows the ropes and what he has to do, but you mentioned Lucas Kroll. Now, Mike, all of a sudden, the first practice that the media got to witness, you know, we went like Tuesday. Four of that, Mike, was it four or five? Four, okay, probably actually, yeah. But four catches, he was like the highlight of that. And then the next practice, I would say it was Rashid Shaheen, where he had those handful of catches. And then I would say this last practice, like Tre'Quan Smith, maybe. He had at least three or four, it seemed like, and it was touchdowns in the red zone. So, no, that catches your attention as a media member when you look at it, who's making plays. And then if you don't catch it and you drop it.
A.T. Perry has.
Yeah, then that catches
I hope that changes. But he did have a reputation, especially early in a game, for a drop. And that just was part of his makeup. And sometimes it's hard to get a guy, maybe it's nerves, maybe he just got to get that drop out of his system or whatever. But you can't do that in the NFL.
Well, the thing is, it's not like Mike, I don't say they were drops. They were just not making contested catches. And, you know, you don't need it to be a 50-50 ball. It has to be 80% in your favor, and it hasn't been in his favor. Now, some media member told me, and they go, Bobby, maybe he might be off to a slow start like Marcus Colston. You remember when Marcus
wasn't in good shape.
No, he wasn't in good shape.
He looked heavy like, as a rookie.
He was heavy in a mini camp and in the offseason. Then, Mike, when he came in August,
he was different.
He was ready to roll. So maybe someone get his attention and just tell him, say, look, AT. I don't know if they call him AT. Well, what does AT stand for? It's A period, T period. I don't know, Alexander or whatever, or just say Perry. But it's AT Perry. I don't even know. We have to find out.
But you're right. Early looks, Malik looks like the draft choice. Perry looks like the undrafted
The rookie
free agent.
Out of Montana, Malik Flowers, 6'2", 205. He looks the part. Everything hits his hands, he catches. And he can run.
He's got some speed. We did see it as we talked with John about that they ran him on the jet sweep. We have some audio from Jesse James, the veteran tight end the Saints just picked up. Charlie, I'll throw it to you.
How did this all come together with you signing with the Saints?
I just came in, worked out, and got signed. Like I said, I knew Clancy from my days in Chicago, so having a working relationship with him definitely helps. This is the first time I've been signed before camp in a couple of years, so it's been good.
What have been your early impressions of the offense?
I like it. I like the style. They've been here for a while. The offense has been here for a long time, so they have different nuances, and just learning it day by day and take it as it goes.
How would you say the way your career has gone so far has affected or influenced your outlook on this whole pro football thing, and what are you hoping for, you know, as it goes?
My outlook, still love the game, still have more left in me to give. So excited where I'm at going into year 9. Just take it one day at a time and enjoy it while it lasts.
Was that you catching that like a back shoulder seam later on red zone? Just kind of talk about that play. I think it was Jameis that threw it to you, right?
Yeah. Just worked linebacker over the middle of the field and just he put it in there good. So just a simple play makes it easy whenever he has the space to throw it in the back shoulder.
Jesse, is this position unique in any way with regards to the other tight ends on the team? I mean, compared to other teams you've been on with, you know, Juwan and Foster as part of this tight end room?
It's hard to tell this early exactly how the roles play out and things go. But excited to work with these guys. They're a great group. A lot of talent in the room, so it's going to be a fun year for us.
Is it also cool to know that there's a lot of new faces, so it's not like you're brand new because there's a new quarterback, new running back, new tight ends that are brought in?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, last year I signed in September. The year before that I signed the first day of camp. So having this extra couple weeks is going to be good for me to just kind of train. What I'm training for in the offseason is going to be easier for me.
That was Saints new tight end, Jesse James, veteran in the league, and you can tell. It's not his first rodeo. He gets it. He understands. He wants to keep this NFL career going. And so Bobby, you put it best. Yeah. The real world sucks.
No, you play in the NFL as long as you can. Look, he's 29 years of age, is going into his ninth year out of Penn State. Mike, do you remember him at Penn State?
Yep, sure did.
Has he gotten bigger? He's always been.
He's always been this big, tall drink of water. Yeah, he's gotten a little heavier.
He's 6'7". They got him at 260, basically.
And he broke Ted Kwolek's records for receptions and tight ends at Penn State.
Ted Kwolek. Wow, that's
man,
a name
you go back
past.
in the late 60s for Ted Kwolek, and he played with the 49ers. But they got the Kwolek Award for the top tight end in the Big Ten because of him.
Yeah, Mike, looking at Jesse James at 6'7", that always catches your attention. You know what's unbelievable? And you might think, because you're always looking for the next player to be like that. You know, like a basketball player who could play football. You look with the Chargers.
Antonio Gates.
Okay, Antonio Gates, how he did. And then even a taller version right there. And then look, Jimmy Graham. People are looking like for the next Jimmy Graham. I haven't witnessed that, because Jimmy Graham was, you never worried about him. Well, a pass receiving tight end, not as a blocker. So you look at, we thought maybe Kobe Fleener was gonna be that guy, but that never worked out.
Came with the surfboard and left with the surfboard.
Yeah, that's why Jesse James at 6'7" could he maybe develop? Or he already would have developed?
I think already would, but where I think he can help you red zone, where everything's condensed and you get this big 6'7" guy.
Well, he caught that 9-yard back shoulder touchdown in the red zone in practice from Jameis Winston.
That's our WWL coverage of OTAs, and it's brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. out, O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.